Going into that debate tomorrow night, Elizabeth Warren also enjoys another bump. The WBUR poll shows her overall image has improved, and she now has name recognition equal to Senator Brown's. In terms of gender, Warren ties Brown among men, but among women, she's ahead by 11 points. So, as WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerov reports now, it means both candidates are vying for the female vote.
It's obvious from both Senate candidates' advertising they are targeting women. First, Senator Brown. His most recent TV ad features only women.
Scott Brown is pro-choice, and he supports a woman's right to choose.
I like that Scott Brown is independent. He really thinks for himself.
His record shows that he supports women.
The ad touches on two major women's issues, reproductive rights and equal pay. Brown is trying to make headway on women's issues at a time when, according to the WBUR poll, 54% of voters overall trust that Warren will stand up for women's interests in the Senate. 19% said they would trust Brown. And Megan Amundson, executive director for NARAL Pro-Choice Massachusetts, says Brown is misrepresenting himself when it comes to his pro-choice record.
Scott Brown has made one pro-choice vote out of five that have come to the floor of the U.S. Senate since he was elected. One out of five is not a pro-choice record.
Brown also voted with Republicans to block the Paycheck Fairness Act in June. Warren is hitting hard on these women's issues in a TV ad that started airing in August.
Women still don't get equal pay for equal work. Republicans blocked that and even pushed a law that could have denied insurance coverage for birth control.
Warren is referring to the failed Blunt Amendment, which would have allowed employers to refuse to cover birth control under the Affordable Care Act. Warren's lead among women, 11 points, is not a runaway advantage. To try and get at the reasons why, the poll asked about Warren's attributes. The poll shows 61% of voters think Warren will fight for her beliefs. However, 36% of voters agree with the statement that Warren acts superior to other people. But this is far lower than those who view her in a more positive light. However, undecided voters were evenly split on whether she acts superior. Adrian Kimmel runs the political office of the Barbara Lee Family Foundation, which tries to advance women's representation in politics. Kimmel says their research indicates it's hard for women to show both likability and capability.
Because unfortunately, in this country, and certainly in this state where we have a rather abysmal record of electing women candidates, women still have to show that they are capable without coming off as, you know, not likable or superior.
In this poll, Warren and Brown split the male vote, 45% each. But Brown is losing ground among women.
He recognizes the writing on the wall. He needs to close that gender gap.
Peter Ubertasio, a professor of political science at Stonehill College, says Brown will appeal to women if he plays up his moderate record in a polarized Congress.
And so the more that they come away thinking about Scott Brown as an independently minded person who approaches each vote with what's best for the state and not viewing him as part of a national Republican agenda, then I think he's got a winning strategy.
The WBUR poll shows voters think Elizabeth Warren has the momentum in this race, something Senator Brown will try to put the brakes on in the first televised debate this Thursday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady Meyerov.